Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Fred Bottomer with a look at the week in religion. Public school teachers in Louisiana will now be required to post the Ten Commandments in their classrooms. Governor Jeff Landry signed the bill into law on Wednesday, making Louisiana the first state in the union to have such a requirement.
If you want to respect the rule of law, you got to start from the original lawgiver, which was Moses.
Governor Jeff Landry was flanked by Louisiana lawmakers and members of the clergy when he signed the bill at a Catholic school in Lafayette. Landry said if the U.S. House of Representatives can have an image of Moses facing the House Speaker, then public schools can have the Ten Commandments posted on their walls. The bill's author, Houghton Representative Dodie Horton, praised Landry, saying this new law gives Louisiana hope.
What a great day it is in Louisiana to have a governor who supports traditional values, our families, our I just can't thank you enough, Governor.
Ian Ozan for CBS News, New Orleans.
The heat has had a deadly effect on one of Islam's most sacred rites.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London. By the time the annual Hajj pilgrimage was wrapping up in Mecca's Grand Mosque, at least 550 of the faithful had died in temperatures as high as 125 degrees.
You could not walk 20 yards except you would see someone struggling in the heat.
British Imam Atta Hussein, a study this year found that rising global temperatures may outpace strategies to deal with the heat that seemed to be happening here. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
A Texas megachurch pastor resigns after inappropriate sexual behavior with a 12-year-old.
Robert Morris is the founder and senior pastor at Gateway Church in North Texas. He's now resigned after allegations of sexually assaulting a girl in the 1980s recently came to light. In a statement, he says she was a young lady and that he was in his 20s. Turns out she was just 12. Just last week, Cindy Clemenshire, whose parents had befriended Morris while he was a traveling evangelist, says she is that girl.
Has my mindset shifted? Yes. I'm not to blame. I shouldn't have shame on me.
Morris's evangelical church, one of the largest in the country, has grown to 9 campuses in North Texas. Matt Piper, CBS News.
U.S. Catholic bishops offered an apology to Native Americans last week for the church's role in inflicting trauma on their communities. The BBC's Will Vernon has the story.
From the 19th century onwards, hundreds of thousands of indigenous children were taken away from their families and sent to boarding schools run by the church, where some faced horrific abuse. Others were put to work carrying out hard labor. The church has now said that these tragedies led to addiction, domestic abuse, and neglect that harmed families. Some Native American groups have said the apology doesn't go far enough and are calling for the church to take concrete action to atone for the suffering caused by the abuse.
The church also adopted new guidelines for ministering to indigenous Catholics. The new policies call on church leaders to set up listening sessions with local Native leaders, incorporate tribal customs into sacred rites, and improve access to Catholic universities and other educational opportunities for Native Americans. Chris Rock and Stephen Colbert are comedy gods to their audiences. Now, the two, along with Whoopi Goldberg, Conan O'Brien, and Jimmy Fallon, have had an audience with Pope Francis at the Vatican.
Pope Francis entered a room full of funny people to a standing ovation, and he started his set with a joke, telling them he heard laughing makes good blood before making a funny gesture. More than 100 comedians from around the world packed the pews at the Vatican, including Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Chris Rock, Whoopi Goldberg, and Jimmy Fallon. And the big stars were left a bit starstruck.
It was great. It was very fast and really loving and made me happy.
CBS News correspondent Ian Lee at the Vatican.
While the pontiff met with these legends of laughter, his message was serious, telling them that they have the power to unite people in humor, especially in a world immersed in conflict. The Pope even gave them a holy pass of sorts, saying jokes about God are okay as long as they're not offensive. But the pontiff may have had the last laugh, confessing he's prayed to the Lord for more than 40 years to give him a sense of humor.
And that's a look at the week in religion. I'm Fred Bottomer.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.